All right, well, I'm going to tell y'all a quick story while we're setting up everything. When I used to travel with Dad around a lot, we always were having a hard time finding good food and places that we can get what we want. And he was up in Canada and wanted a glass of iced tea. And I don't know if you've been up to Canada or not, but a lot of times they use instant because they don't really take tea seriously as far as I know. I don't know if it's a British thing or what. But so the girl said, no, we don't have iced tea. And he says, well, what about hot tea? And she said, oh, yeah, we got that. So could I have a cup of hot tea? So she goes and she brings back a hot cup of hot tea. And he's sitting there mixing it up. And he says, excuse me, ma'am, is there any chance you might have some ice? And she started heading back to the kitchen. And she turned around. She said, no, you don't. No amount of tipping was going to get a glass of iced tea, I'll tell you that. Hey, check, check, check. Are y'all hear me?
I want more in the monitors.
More in the monitors. More hors d'oeuvres in the monitors.
That Grandpa Jones said, hot thermometer.
Do I know you?
Yeah, we
would. You don't look familiar with them glasses.
Well, you know, let's get you right. Up.
Check, check, 1, 2, check, check.
Bring him on up.
I guess get it on up.
Fergie told me.
I love him. Check, check, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's all I know.
Really
I have to start at beginner one.
Wrong mic.
Check, testing, 1, 2. Check. Check, check, 1, 2. Check, check, 1, 2. Check, check. Sugar check. Check. Yeah. Am I hearing good?
I'll take it. I can hear you good.
I'd like to have a little bit more bass. Can't get any bass, we'll take crappie at this point.
Good enough. All right. Hey, folks, the very first time that I came here was in 1971, and Mr. John Hartford was here and performed that year. Mr. Bill Monroe and Lester Flatt had been on outs for many, many years, and I saw them shake hands on this stage or this stage that was here at that time. It was a historic event. Last evening, this gentleman on stage right now put me in mind of 1971 because the song selection that he did sounded exactly like his dad. It was just going back in time. That's all it was, I guarantee you. He has brought Nashville's finest with him, and I'm sure he'll introduce each and every one of them. And each one is extraordinary in their own way. Please welcome the one and only, the incredible Jamie Hartford.
Thank you very much. I'm not sure I deserve that introduction, but I'll take it.